Hey everyone, welcome to U.S. Bank Stadium and the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. The Vikings win their season finale 38-10 over the Chicago Bears. An exciting game with lots of scoring, defense, offense, special teams, they all played well. The Vikings finish 8-8. The Vikings end the season on a positive note and they're undefeated in 2017.
It was a treat following all the milestones and the records that were established by members of the Vikings today. I'm sure Vikings.com will have a list of exactly what transpired today, so I don't want to go through the entire thing. But Sam Bradford did a lot of great things all season and today with a completion percentage for single season record, NFL record for completion percentage during the course of a season. And it was a treat watching Sam perform today, throw those three touchdowns. And, you make the best of what has become kind of a disappointing season. They ended on a very high note.
Thought Sam proved some doubters wrong. Everyone said he couldn't stay healthy and everyone said he couldn't play well when things fell apart around him. He did both of those things this season.
Well, the thing that bugs me about those who are detractors of Bradford is I don't think they're seeing the forest for the trees. You know, because you celebrate Sam and what he's done this season, and a lot of the negatives will say, yeah, but there are all these dump-offs and short passes. The Vikings used 9 different offensive lines the entire season, and because of that, without Adrian Peterson, a Hall of Fame running back, by the way, had an anemic rushing attack the entire season. Yet, through all that, Bradford threw for the most yards of his career. He also threw for 20 touchdowns, and he made all the dances, like Wobby said, despite being hit a million times this season. So I think if you do a little bit, if you dig below the surface, you'll recognize exactly how reliable and good Bradford was this season.
Have a day, Kyle Rudolph. According to my count, 11 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown, I believe on 15 targets. Rudy, one of our favorites, had a big day.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the greatest seasons in the history of a Minnesota Vikings tight end.
Yeah.
And he's had a fantastic career with 29 touchdowns. You know, Kyle is a very good pass-catching tight end. You know, I think when it comes to the overall game, when it comes to run blocking and pass protection and everything, you know, I think Kyle still is a work in progress. But when it comes to being a legitimate pass catching tight end, Kyle's fantastic.
Vikings defense played really well, held the Bears to 10 points. Xavier Rhodes had an interception. Trey Waynes had an interception. Everson Griffin had a touchdown. The Vikings D-line, something, Paul, you've been talking about a lot, had a couple more sacks today. The Vikings defense, after disappointing outings the last 2 weeks, looked back into their normal form today.
Linval Joseph finished the season with either right at 100 or right around 100 tackles. I can't stress how rare and or infrequent it is to have a 4-3 nose tackle with 100 tackles. He had a 15-tackle game in the Indianapolis Colts game. That was about the only positive from that game. He is, for my money, the best nose tackle in the National Football League, and that includes 3-4 or 4-3. You know, the negatives will hit us with, like, Aaron Donald, Gerald McCoy, guys like that. Those guys don't play the same spot as
right.
Linval Joseph. So Linval's an absolute treat. The thing is with Linval is the best work he does is under the radar to help others around him have productive plays. And the selfless nature of Linval Joseph makes him one of my all-time favorites.
Brian Robinson had a half a sack that ties him with Henry Thomas on the Vikings all-time list. Also, Xavier Rhodes, who had a pick, did a great job on Alshon Jeffrey. Only 3 targets and only 1 catch. Xavier intercepted one of those targets. Good job by him. Special teams solid, created a turnover today. Finally, though, we'd be remiss to not talk about Chad Greenway. If this was his last game, he went out in victorious fashion, which is good. One of our all-time favorites, certainly one of mine. If this was his final game, a good lasting image of Chad.
Well, the only way to look at Chad Greenway, 11th year from Iowa, 17th overall pick in the 2006 draft, is he is one of the great Vikings in the history of a storied franchise. Because when you take on-field productivity, where he led the team in tackles 6 consecutive years, that's tied with Scott Studwell for an all-time record.
Mm-hmm.
We could rattle off all of the Greenway-related records. They're very impressive. If you take the on-field productivity, the equity, and the off-field philanthropic nature, I can argue he can't be beat. I mean, he's one of the great Vikings in the history of the organization. If today was his final game, personally, I'll miss him. But for Chad, he'll end a career knowing he fulfilled his dreams, made his family proud, and did it the right way.
Chad Greenway did do it the right way. If it was the last we saw of him, it's a good image at the end. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks for watching these all season. Thanks, Paul, for taking the time to do them. We had fun.
God bless you. No problem. Thank you. Nate Vaughn, thank you.
Victory high five to close this season of the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Vikings win 38-10 over the Bears. More coverage on Vikings.com and the Vikings app, so check it out there. See y'all later.